Demons. You've probably noticed demons are in these days. Television, movies, and novels, not to mention those looking to explore the supernatural world, love to dabble in the demonic. People are naturally drawn to the idea of other worlds, particularly the dark world. And frankly, Christendom's not much different from the rest of the world in this respect. Some of the Christian world's quote-unquote shows dealing with demons are almost cartoon-like in their drawn-out dramatics. To see the way demons are treated in the media, you'd think they existed pretty much for entertainment purposes. They do not. The study of demons is solemn, even frightening business. Any careful reader of the Bible must eventually take demonology, the study of demons, seriously. The great theologian G.C. Burkauer put it in right perspective. There can be no sound theology without a sound demonology. That's why this chapter is going to get down to some brass tacks with demons. For this chapter, I'll be borrowing heavily, with permission, from what is perhaps the most readable contemporary systematic theology text available today, Dr. Wayne Grudem's Systematic Theology, An Introduction to Biblical Doctrine. The origin of demons. Since God pronounced his created world good, it's reasonable to assume that somewhere between Genesis 1 and Genesis 3, where Satan appears, there was a rebellion in the angelic world. In this rebellion, approximately one-third of the good angels turned against God and became evil. The leader of the demons, Satan, which means, as we know, accuser or adversary, is the personal name of the head of the demons. The New Testament refers to him as the devil. Satan was the originator of sin, has been a murderer from the beginning, and is a liar and the father of lies. The mission of the demons. Demons oppose and try to destroy every work of God. To do so, they use lies, deception, and other devious means to turn people away from God and destroy themselves. The work of demons is to blind people to the gospel and to keep them in bondage to things that hinder right response to God. They use temptation, doubt, and guilt, fear, confusion, sickness, envy, pride, slander, and any other means to hinder a Christian's life and witness. The limitations of demons. Demons are limited by God's control and limited within their own power. They don't know the future, they're neither omniscient, omnipotent, nor omnipresent, and they can't read minds. The stages of demonic activity in history. In the Old Testament, we see demons working quite effectively in the proliferation of false idolatrous religions. During the years of Jesus' ministry and that of the apostles, demonic activity appears to have been at a peak. Jesus demonstrated complete power over demons.